these Jupiter things or something like that, I guess.
Did you ever call them testy or touchy or?
Well, I guess you could.
You call them?
A little touchy.
And say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
mad.
And if a person's about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just
hold your temper.
Or just keep
your temper down.
And someone makes up his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way. You call him
high strung.
Or
bring some coffee, Hazel. Mm-hmm. I want to rest a little.
If he never admits he's wrong, you say he shouldn't be so
sarcastic, I guess.
Do you ever call him sod or hard-headed?
Yeah, hard-headed. Or high-strung.
And if you'd been working very hard, you'd say you were very
hard.
Any other ways of saying that?
You know.
You'd say you just completely
burned out.
Or if using the word wear out, you're completely
exhausted.
Or if you're completely
wore out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
Okay. And you'd say, well, the person went out in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his eyes and nose were running. You'd say, he went out in the rain yesterday and he
caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a
cold.
Or what do you call that if you do?
Sneeze.
Or what else? If you swallow the wrong way, what do you have to do?
If you swallow the wrong way.
Yeah, you start to
cough or.
And say if you were taking a trip somewhere and there are kids in the car that kept asking you when you were going to get there, you'd say, well, don't worry about it. We'll be there
pretty soon.
And you say, if you usually went to bed at 10 o'clock and you stayed up one night until about 1, you'd say you'd be feeling pretty
bad.
Or pretty what?
Sleepy.
And you'd say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
get up.
And he's still sleeping. You better go
wake him up.
And when the sun comes up and the light gets in the room, you
sun up.
And what do? You
get up.
And you'd say, we worked this morning until, I mean, we worked today until
dark. It's sundown.
Huh?
Sundown.
Okay. And you say, this morning I saw the sun do what?
Rising.
And at 6 o'clock this morning, the sun
was already up.
It had already
risen.
And at about 6 o'clock, the sun did what?
Risen.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're completely
dumb.
Or
deaf.
Do you ever hear that called deaf?
Yeah. Deaf.
Would you ever say that?
Yeah.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a
rising or a carbuncle.
Any other name?
No. Carbuncle or rising or boil.
And the stuff that drains out